All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur... meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, so since I'm the only one in here on Echolink, I'll move right down and we will open the floor. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. Good evening. This is M2PFM.
KC2WI.
Okay, I picked up a couple there, KC2WIP, and at the top of our list is M2PFM George. George, how are things out in Watson tonight?
Well, good evening, Kevin, Pete, and everybody else on the net. Got a temperature here of 68 degrees. Temperature range today was 64 to 75. We did some sun this morning. Had a lot of rain, and that stopped, and then we had a little... the peak of sun here and there, and we had a lot more rain again, and now the rain has stopped again. So that's been about the story of what's been going on here. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73s, and yeah, Pete, one thing I'm looking forward to, hopefully, you know, Wednesday I'll have what I have to there for you, and hopefully, maybe another month or two, whatever, I can be batting away with Linux instead of Microsoft. God bless 73. Then to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking of rain, we really got pounded down here in the southern tier. Within about a course of about a whole half hour, 45 minutes, we picked up about 0.8 inch of rain. And I've been monitoring emergency communications here. There was some flooding going on, which I thought was kind of peculiar, but it's very localized. And it happened to be in a particular spot where it sounds like there was a beaver dam that may have broken and gone down the kind of almost like a gorge over on the east side of Oneonta. So it's a very narrow area. So any water that was coming down was going to come down like a wall. So sounds like our fire department's been busy working with that here locally, so we're keeping an ear out for that one. All right, we'll move down the list. KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing tonight?
KC2WI, well, I'm on the phone with K2LML, I did get a computer installed today that I was thinking would have to wait because I was going to be out, but of course, there was no sense in running out to try and go camping or anything today, and I don't think tomorrow, even if it clears out, you got to wait a day till it dries out. And I'm going to get back on the phone here, but I'll come back in if at the end here if we maybe get a few more people. If not, we'll talk to you later. KC2W, I heard George say something about Linux, and yeah, that's my next goal, is to start really going on that. But I got to get back to the phone here. We'll talk to you later. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, understood. As a matter of fact, I was kind of hoping that Jeff, KD2AIT, might be keeping an ear around here, because I just ran into a very peculiar problem, and this happened to KD2ERR, my friend Dave down in Bainbridge. Apparently there's some setting, I'm not sure what it is, but I know when I redid my network here at the apartment, because I had to reconfigure because someone was messing around from the outside on my network, and so I had to kind of box them out. Unfortunately, it screwed up my Echolink access. But I'm on my laptop tonight. Here's the trick, though. I got on my laptop and opened up my session for Echolink prior to the record aspect of the network. For the net tonight. So I'm wondering if something goes on in there, may change a setting that my system may not like. So I'm hoping, like I say, Jeff might be out there. All right, with that, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still taking check-ins. Come now, please.
WA to you.
Okay, Ned acknowledges WA2U, John, and I guess the commercial talked over the top of me, so my apologies. John, go ahead. Tell us how things are out there on the Hinckley Reservoir tonight.
It's a jungle. WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone at Frequency, those on Echolink, and those out there listening. Very, very humid. It's 66 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And the garden is very, very happy. Kathy's very happy. We had a lot of rain. And let's see, Saturday night we went into camp. And I haven't done that in a while. And set up our music outside the fireplace area. And had a great evening. Played about, I don't know, about six CDs. And we always in the morning really enjoyed ourselves. Well, this morning we had quite a bit of rain. We came out of camp about 8:30, 9 o'clock, I guess, after it stopped raining. So the generator worked fine, and had to walk back to the house a couple times. That's the way it goes. Murphy was involved. I was short an audio cable, so I had to go back and get that, and made another trip back. So got our exercise in. And all is well. All is well. It's hard to believe we're into August already. A couple comments here. I have had a nice chat with N2STC, Stan. And he's got a lot of great information about Echolink, and I would advise, I know everybody has expertise, but he's very familiar with all the different settings and things, and if anyone's interested, get a hold of N2STC, Sierra Tango Charlie, and Stan can get you squared away on the Echolink, anyone that's interested. We're talking about PL, and if something's PL, then you don't have to have the courtesy beep. You don't hear the courtesy beep, and sometimes it makes the transition a little bit smoother. So had a chat with him briefly this morning, just wanted to say hi, and turned into a learning experience, which is usually the case when you're talking to Stan. But outside of that, I'm trying to think what else is going on. Didn't get a chance to work on a lot of stuff outside. It really came down just for a while ago. The weather radio went off. I guess that's what you were talking about, Kevin James, there about, I think it was off Siegel County or whatever. But just very, very humid out there. Got the fan running, and Kathy's watching a program on TV. And, I made a big, got a hold of Frontier today. And I figured out and asked a few questions. Now, believing this, when it happens, they're going to run. I wanted them to give us the fastest possible internet connection. So I guess they got to run separate lines, and they're going to take us from 6 megabits up to 18. I know it doesn't sound like much, but if that can happen, that'll enhance thing, and we'll have separate lines here. We won't be sharing them with anyone, so I'm really looking forward to that. That's kind of a little bit of an early birthday present for Kathy. She's looking forward to that. It's her birthday tomorrow, so anyway, got that accomplished. Spent a lot of time on the phone on hold, but got the right answers, and
They should be installing that August 9th. The technician will come out and take care of business. Hopefully I can get rid of all the other lines outside the house here and things that are cobbled together and get a fresh start and get some needed speed with the internet. That's the best we can do for now, so anything's better than what we got. So Kevin James, I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone. I'll be listening here, and maybe we'll have some additional comments. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, and I will keep that in mind if I can get a hold of Stan N2STC, because I know he manages the 147.24, I think it is, for Echolink down in the Utica area. I know I've been on that one before directly and was able to demonstrate it live, just like I did up in Boonville one time when I was there. I was able to go through Echolink and have a portable on site, so just to show that what the delay was and whatnot, which is really kind of cool, actually. So, all right, I will keep the floor open, still looking for any other check-ins, and if you want, I'll just open the floor right now for any other, we'll say comments or queries. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
N2PFM, comment for John.
Okay, Net recognizes N2PFM with a comment for WA2U. Go ahead.
WA2U from N2PFM. Yeah, I put the scanner on yesterday, the old scanner on the VHF channels, and found out the only law enforcement that seems to be on that 155 thing anymore is Oneida County Sheriff, 155-430. It seems the state police aren't on there anymore. No, nothing at all on there from them. Nothing from Herkimer, nothing from Jefferson after an hour of listening. So I guess they're all gone up there to the P25 frequencies now, and I guess Oneida probably won't be much longer. That I'm clear, N2PFM clear.
WAQ with comment.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, thanks, George. Boy, you checked in and I walked in and you must have made a real short transmission, I said. But anyways, it was just where I was anyways. But the state police are still using the 154 and the 155 in our area because no one's able to put up the towers, so Oneida County is kind of subdivided. What they do is they have a lot of people around the Rome area that are using the P25, and then they rebroadcast it. And that's what's happened with the fire and a number of things. But up here, there's places where there's just no cell coverage, so they're still using the high-powered VHF radios in their vehicles, and Herkimer County is still using the 155-610. I heard a lot of activity over there just because we're located. I don't know if Herkimer County is ever going to get over to that just because of the lack of towers and things of that nature. So it might have been just a quiet day. I've done the same thing, put the channels in here and waited, even on the outside antenna, and heard nothing, and then all of a sudden there's a big barrage of activity. And the DEC, the Forest Rangers, they're still using VHF. You may want to tune into that, the 159-4435. You hear a lot of activity over there. And I hear the Oneida County Sheriff, they're Marine 1 and Marine 2 when they're out on the lakes and things, so it might be just timing. One of the things that Stan, just looking at that, we were talking this morning, a lot of times when people check in on Echolink, let me reset. In our conversation, Stan was talking, and another station came in on Echolink announcing, it's like WA2U connected. Well, when that happened, it overwent Stan's signal. It overrode his whole signal.
Of course, when they checked out, WATU disconnected. So, but there is a setting for that where people can connect or disconnect without the announcement. So there are all different settings. And from what I understand, if you go to QRZ and to SDC, he can send you all the new and improved and some of the new settings and enhanced features for those that are those are interested in it. But so I missed a bit of Stan's comments because the station checked in, and maybe they listened and then they checked out, so it took a moment for that to happen, but it had priority. I guess that's what I'm looking for, priority. So there are different settings, and a lot of us, I personally am not aware of them, but Stan and he's done presentations and gone to club meetings and stuff and brought people up to speed on that. So it's nice to know we have somebody that's seriously involved with finding out the quirkiness of it. So anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. And George, thanks for the update. I'll have to listen. I was just listening down. It's quite a bit of activity. So there's a quiet time, and then there's other types, but they're still using the VHF here as far as I know. WATU back to net.
Okay, yeah, very, very good information there, John. KD2FPM here, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, that's as a matter of fact, because when I found out that it did ID when we would log in, I always tried to make sure that when we were doing that it wasn't going to cause any interference. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, something happens and it can't be helped, or if this thing gets hung, and that has happened a few times. It's gotten hung to where I couldn't do anything with it myself. Had to back out of it entirely and bring it back up again, which is a pain. But you know, it's like anything. You're on a learning curve with it, and yeah, if Stan has some useful tips, I'm all ears. I'm ready to roll, because I know what I had working before worked great on my end, and like I said, I wasn't trying to cause any unwanted or malicious interference, and you know, wouldn't want to do that anyway. But you know, like I always enjoy checking in with you guys up here, because you know, I always used to travel through the area there when I was a kid, and it's just a very fascinating place. So, you know, it kind of brings me back to my childhood, you know, some warmer memories of better times. So, and now I'm making new memories by chatting with all you guys, which is really cool. So, all right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other kinds of queries or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening.
Okay, we have KC2NBU. Ray, how are things out your way tonight?
Well, it's not raining anymore. Boy, oh boy, it was a wet day today. Finishing up some emails and kind of watching the Yankees game and going to call it a night. But, boy, what a wet one.
Yeah, Ray, as a matter of fact, I was just mentioning a little bit earlier, yesterday we had 2.2 inches of rain here out back of my place. Today we had an inch on top of it, and actually 8/10 of it came within like about a half hour, 45 minutes. So it was pretty intense, and then we've been monitoring a call with the local fire department here in Oneonta. They had some flooding over on the east side of town. It's kind of like a very narrow area. It's on, I can't think of the name of it. Cemetery Hill Road is the upper part of it. But it's almost like a gorge. It's just very, very steep walls down to a creek bed. And there's some suspicions that it sounds like maybe there was a beaver dam that broke up the hill quite a ways up and then sent some water down there with all the heavy rain that we got. So still monitoring that. You know, it's not massive. It's just very localized. So, but still, what a pain. But drier days are coming ahead, so hang in there. I think probably by tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll see some sunshine again. So that'll be nice. All right. Throw another call out there. It's KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
DC2WL, I'll be there in a sec. WAQ with info.
Okay, Ned acknowledges KC2WI Pete with a recheck, and he said he'd be back in a minute, so we'll move to John WA2U with info. Go ahead.
Yeah, for those that are on HamFest withdrawal or haven't had a chance to go to them, I believe, good to hear Ray joining us, the next HamFest, I believe, is in Trumansburg. Trumansburg, I believe, is the next HamFest, so it's probably on the ARRL website or whatever, but I think that's coming up. I don't know if it's this weekend or what weekend, but something to plan for if the weather's decent and someone feels like driving. Just thought I'd throw that out, WA2.
Okay, John, yeah, you know what, keep that out there on the forefront in future nets. That way we can remind the guys, some that check in on other nights, that way they'll be informed. So that'll be cool. As a matter of fact, I'll throw this out there now. Tomorrow night I may not be able to make it in, and then Matt may be with me. We've been invited to take our fire trucks to the Otsego County Fair for their Fireman's Day evening events, and take a couple pieces of our equipment. So I may be back in time, and Matt may not be either. So if someone would like to net tomorrow night, it would be greatly appreciated. And then Wednesday night, I have our, well, actually Matt and I both do, we have our monthly meeting with the fire department. So if I can break out of that, if it doesn't run long, I'll try to jump in and run the net, even if it's remotely. If not, someone would like to take it, that would be greatly appreciated there too. So all right, hopefully, KC2WIP, you're still hanging in there. Come back in, and we'll hang out with you. This is KD2FBM, Net Control.
KC2WI, just got off the phone with K2LML, gave me a report on the amateur radio activity at the Hamilton County Family Fun Day. He said, yeah, it rained, but it wasn't too bad, and of course it wasn't a big good attendance, but it was just too much for me to get up there for that. Anyway, KC2WI, so I got a thing installed today, and then I spent an hour and a half draining the water and cleaning out the well and the spare tire thing in the car and cleaning off the jumper cables and putting the CLR to trying to get some of the rust off, and there's always something. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Very, very good there. So that's awesome. Yeah, like I say, one of these days I'll try to make it up to some of these events. I'm just kind of getting tugged in multiple directions at once. As a matter of fact, throw another little bit out there. My new replacement windshield frame with windshield, and it's already painted to match with hinges, has arrived. I have it at the parental unit's location at the moment, and that's another project I got to jump on, because I have to replace my rusting windshield frame. Why it's doing that, well, it's one of those deals. Something went wrong with, I guess, the original, and then once I had a glass bottle thrown at me at about 70 miles an hour and shattered my windshield a couple of years ago, the new glass that got put in, apparently some of the adhesive dropped down into the weep holes and couldn't breathe, so lo and behold, I have a Swiss cheese frame for a windshield, and that needs to come out quickly. So, and then we're going to do the upgrades with the... that'll be one bigger thing coming at me. So, all right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2 with a query. KC2WI comment.
Okay, I have a query from WA2U and a comment from KC2WI. We'll start at the top. WA2U, John, go ahead.
Okay, WA2U, American Radio Relay League offers this. I'm just wondering if the Boonville Club offers it. I don't know, Pete, you can answer it, or maybe someone's listening. I'm just wondering, with the league, you can get a lifetime membership. Is there any offering with the club? I don't know. I'm just asking. In other words, you pay some amount and then you have a lifetime membership, so you don't have to worry about dues every year. But I was just kind of curious if that's a offering or it's been a consideration or whatever. Talking about Kathy and I, so we're lifetime members of a few things, amateur radio-wise and stuff, and actually how we take care of our power bill here on our pole. I don't want a monthly bill, so I just pay a whole year ahead of time and not worry about it. But maybe I just thought I'd throw that out there. WA to you back tonight, or whoever's got that answer.
KC2WI. I don't think anybody's ever asked that question. I don't think that's ever been asked. I'm sure there's nothing in the bylaws or anything about that. Maybe that's something we got to discuss at a meeting and see if the club would come up with some kind of a number, I guess, either a lifetime membership or a 10-year membership or something like that. Not a bad idea necessarily, although I do know, being a treasurer in the Black River Valley Club, it's not the ordinary thing, so you got to keep records of it. I got a spreadsheet that, goes out, and so I can put another column on there for next year, or somebody pays 2 years or something like that. But lifetime, I guess you could do it. But it's a good question. The answer is no. I don't think there is. As far as I know, there's never been any such thing. Try to remember the next meeting to bring that up and see what people think. KC2WI back to that.
Question.
Okay, Pete, and I wasn't sure if you had something more to add in there, and I do copy KC2NBU with a question. Pete, if you still have more, go ahead, and then we'll move over to Ray.
Well, my comment, you were talking about the windshield, and, it was always my dream and my expectation that someday I would have a nice big garage with a good shop, I mean, if I really had a ton of money, I'd have a lift or a pit or something, and what's happened is I pretty much quit working on my own vehicles. Of course, they've gotten more sophisticated, but I've never really had that, space, and boy, wouldn't it be nice, something like that. You pull it in there, it doesn't matter. You do it on a rainy day when you can't be outside anywhere, stuff like that. There's like this nonsense I'm going through. I can't figure out where the water is coming in on the vehicle, because I don't see any holes or rust up high on the vehicle, but it had to be running in from the top or something. Got a nice big garage. Of course, Ray's got the big garage because of the business. There's an awful lot of stuff I could do myself, but can't do it outside. Either it's cold and it's winter, or it's raining, or you can't leave it, whatever. Well, that was my comment, and I know George had mentioned something about Linux, but we could probably talk about that some other time. KC2WI back in it.
Yeah, Pete, I'm lucky my fire chief has a space that we can work over at his QTH, so I'm lucky for that, and that's where we're going to do all these modifications. I'm hoping, got my fingers crossed, we'll get it done in one day, so we'll see how well that goes. I may be expecting a little bit more than my poor back can physically handle. All right, KC2NBU, Ray, go ahead with what you had to share.
Well, just a quick question. If the club is to discuss the lifetime membership, what do other lifetime memberships at other clubs generally cost, so that we at least have something to go by?
All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. If anyone out there in the group has an answer for that, I'll step back and let you respond.
WA to you.
Okay, net recognizes WA to you. John, go ahead.
Well, it's sort of a complex answer, but let's see if I can remember. When I was the president of the Liverpool Amateur Radio Club for about a year and a half or 2 years back in the 80s, that's a long time ago. The only thing that got complicated was that depending on the size of the club and the needs, if the dues varied, it was more like how they defined a lifetime membership was a certain amount of money. The dues 1 year might be a certain amount. As far as I know, it depended on if they were doing a mailing of like a letter. A lot of stuff's on the internet now, so there's you're not sending out paper newsletters. Or there was an incentive if you did get the paper newsletter, then it was less expensive dues because you got through email or whatever. But one of the positive things is that the people that did go for the life membership, whatever the club, decided on, the advantage is it gave more resources financially to the club in case there was an emergency. Because you never know when something's going to pop up. So it's just, whatever the powers that be decide, and they come up with a figure, and that's, if you want that, you pay that. But one nice thing is, personally speaking, I like just paying for something, not even just worrying about it. If something comes along, you contribute or help out with it, depending on the overhead. There's the one repeater. Some clubs have three or four repeaters, and, they try to do a ham fest. There's a lot of financial stuff, so I don't think it's quite that complicated, but it would help to bolster, give more resources in the event that guide cables, antennas, coax, it doesn't turn into an emergency situation. So, and it's also convenient for people like myself that just want to pay whatever it is. It could be, $20? It could be $20 for 20 years or whatever it is, whatever they decide to work it out. But it does help to bolster the needs in cases of emergency kinds of things with equipment and things, and to come up with quick $500, where is it, so just a thought. I'm sure it could be thought about, and I would probably be, Kathy and I would be very, very interested in that. So, but it worked out okay for Lark, but they stopped it after a while because it got too complicated with the, they got into prorating. They'd have a dues a certain time of the year, and then somebody paid halfway through the year, and I don't think it needs to be that complicated. But anyways, WA to you back tonight.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Jet from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome with a traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated.
All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I understand Octen would like to enter in here. If Octen could hold on for just a couple moments, and we'll get right with you. Once again, I'll just throw a quick call out there. Any other further comments? This is KD2FPM, net control.
I sincerely apologize. I didn't realize the net was in progress. My error. Please forgive me. KD2OVB.
Okay, no problem. We'll be finishing up here very quickly, and we'll do check-ins with you. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for your last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this a final call for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. This is KD2FPM. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:39 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had N2PFM George, KC2WIP, WA2U John, sorry about that, and KC2NBU Ray. A lot of good conversation out there. All right, and I'd like to also thank those that listen on Scanner tonight. And I always say you can join us. Just get your ticket and jump in. The water's nice and warm. All right, and with that, I will say 7-3, and I will now turn the repeater over to the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. This is KD2FPM, and I'll stand by to check in with Octen.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Nick from Utica calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Thank you, Kevin. All stations are welcome with or without traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. Thank you for your check-in. Roger, N2PFM. Thank you, George. Thank you for your check-in. Calling for Octen.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink. Negative. Good evening, Octen.
Roger, KD2FPM. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your check-in very much. Calling for Octen. Like to let all stations know and all hands know that Jack, KA2ZNZ, you may know him. It's his anniversary today. We'd like to wish him happy anniversary. He can be reached at the Octen frequency on 145. 170 frequency. Calling for Octen. Final call for Octen. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen the use of its repeater. KC2OVB clear.